Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a Memorial Day kickoff to summer weekend on The Fan. You'll get to talk sports with Mike Francesa, Joe Beningo, Richard Neer, Sal Licata, Tiki Barber, Brandon Tierney, Jody McDonald, Chris Moore, and Damon Amendola. We also have some classic NFL football, including tonight's doubleheader beginning at 6 p.m. with 2014's Green Bay-Seattle NFC Championship game, followed by the Steelers and Cardinals in Super Bowl 43. And tomorrow night at 7, it's the Giants and San Francisco 49ers in their 2012 NFC Championship game on the way to Super Bowl 46. So as you practice social distancing and keep your holiday gathering small, also take time to remember the veterans who've served our country so well and the first responders right now helping to save lives. Your flagship station for New York sports. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66. WFAN.com, WFAN and WFAN FM, New York. A radio.com sports station. Stay connected. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all live, all the time.
All right, 8 o'clock straight up here on East Coast. Joe Beningo with you here for a Saturday morning. CBS Sports Radio, WFAN in New York. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. These are obviously challenging times. Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24-7 at rocketmortgage.com, from their home to yours. The team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS, sponsored by Geico. Geico was introduced to Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. Joining us right now, EJ Raddick. The hockey maven that he is. EJ, how are you?
I'm good, Joe. How are you? I hope all is well.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm, feeling pretty good, doing okay.
Good.
You know, hanging out here in the beautiful New Jersey woods, bro. That's where that's playing as much golf as I can, and that's, keeping me sane. Good. What are you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, I hope that that's the case, because I know you love to play, and we're just in New Jersey. The courses are back open again,
yep.
So I figured you'd be out there trying to at least kill some time and enjoy, enjoy life as best you can at this point.
Indeed, indeed. All right, let's talk about the hockey, because I know they finalized the plan, the NHL, to have a 2014 playoff situation with the first, I guess, the top seeds are getting a first-round bye. Where are we with this, EJ? I mean, how close is this to becoming reality?
Well, it's. I think there's still all kinds of hurdles to overcome for this sport and for many of the sports moving forward. There's no question about it. As you said, it's really unprecedented times, and we're going to find out new things every day moving forward, and some may be good and some maybe not so good. But the Players Association. Voted, the executive committee voted, I believe the vote was 29-2, to continue to go forward and to continue to negotiate with the National Hockey League with this plan. So the idea that we have heard is that, like you mentioned, 12 teams in each conference
right,
would
right.
play in a playoff tournament, so to speak. top four teams, they would have a bye, but what they would be doing at least at this point, and again, I think all these things are still subject to change, is that the top four teams would play some sort of round-robin tournament just to have games to play, first of all, and not be at a disadvantage competitively against teams that have been playing.
Right.
And this, in this round-robin, the teams would have an opportunity maybe to advance their seeding one way or another as a top, first one through four seed. So that's something that's still being discussed, but it is a way to remedy a problem of having teams play games in these four seeds that normally it would be an advantage to have a bye, but in this case, if you don't play games, it's a competitive disadvantage where teams have come in and had a chance to play. So you'd have these four teams playing at each the top, playing a round robin of some sort. You'd have 5 through 12 and, so on down the line, playing a 3 out of 5 series, and then the winners would advance to the next round, and it would be some sort of bracket situation. But again, as I said, this is the outline of it now. This is what they're thinking at this point, but the plan is still to negotiate. That's where we're at now, and there's still a lot of things that they're going to have to overcome moving forward.
Who knows anything? But any timetable at all? I mean, are they looking to get this off maybe by the end of June? I mean, how about that?
Well, they're going to have, from what we understand, the players are looking at a couple weeks window. First, you come in and you have some workouts, and
right,
then you have
right.
sort of an official camp,
right?
And then you move forward. So, like, the timeline looks like it's more into July. Mm-hmm. Then into late June, so it's gonna take some time still, and obviously next season would be pushed back and probably start sometime in December if again things continue on if the calendar continues from there to be okay and safe and we continue to move forward. So that's the plan as of now. The fact that the Players Association did vote in favor of moving forward at least and continuing these discussions. We're still moving in that direction. So we will see how those discussions continue to move and how events on the ground continue to unfold.
Now, there'd be 24 teams involved. Again, we're talking to E.J. Raddick, hockey with him. The 24 teams involved, so 7 teams would be out of it. So 7 teams would just be totally eliminated and would not even come back to play any more hockey. Is that right?
That's correct. That is correct.
Crazy. And a team like the Rangers would play. Yeah, it is. A team like the Rangers.
I hear you, Joe. Believe me.
A team like the Rangers would play a 2 out of 3 play-in series just to get into the round of 8 is basically what would happen with them, right?
Maybe. I think they're looking at a 3 out of 5 in that play-in round, but again, could change depending on the timing and of sort because, again, this would go on while those top 4 seeds play this sort of round robin. But,
right.
Yeah, the Rangers, as it would set up now, would play Carolina in that first-round play-in series. And then if they were to win, if things stayed the same, they would move on to play the Washington Capitals. But, again, that could change if the round-robin allows 4 seeds to move around in that top 4 group.
Now the venues where they would play this. Now, I had heard, I forget who we talked to was talking about this, that there would be 4 or 5 different areas of the country where they'd be playing these games. So, I mean, we could have an Islander Rangers series like in Edmonton or something like that, not even just the country, but in Canada too. So, how about that? So where are they playing these games, EJ?
Well, I think from what I understand and from the reports, there's several sites that they're still considering, but it looks like now the idea is to maybe have just 2 centers instead of 4 and have the 12 teams kind of come together in one place, 12 teams come together in
right.
another place.
East and the West,
that
basically.
Way.
Right,
Las
right.
Vegas is one of the places that is really at the forefront right now because just of the tremendous amount of hotel space they have there. They have a state-of-the-art building in the, in the T-Mobile Arena. They also have a beautiful practice rink that the Vegas Golden Knights use in Summerlin, which is, about 15 minutes outside of downtown. I'm sure the transportation back and forth is probably a lot easier now with the way things are going. But they don't necessarily have the ideal rink situation in terms of maybe having a couple more sheets of ice there, but they do have the hotel advantage there, and the rink itself, the TD or excuse me, the T-Mobile Arena is it's just a state-of-the-art facility, and it has all the things that you would need. They need the extra locker room space because there's going to have to be a disinfecting of locker rooms, you know, after teams come and go. Remember, there'd be several games being played
in a day.
So these are things that would have to be considered. And that's why, Joe, I always, you know, I continue to go back to it. It's like a long race. It's like a marathon where there's just hurdles constantly popping up that you don't know where they're going to be. And so that's what we're looking at here. But it appears that it's more from the four sites to two sites, and they're still trying to figure out where the best places would be to do this. So that's still under consideration.
Boy, it's crazy. Now, it's got to be a drop-dead date, right? Doesn't there have to be some kind of point when you say, okay, we just can't do this? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I would think, right, EJ?
Yeah, I mean, I would think that's the case too, but it seems like the calendar is moving, and there's a willingness to move the calendar. The fact that they're talking about starting this season in December tells you that they're willing to move
forward.
Which
they probably should anyway, to be very honest with you, just like basketball. I mean, to me, hockey should start in December. I mean,
I don't disagree with you. I mean, if in a perfect world, I think they'd play fewer games, they'd start later and end earlier, and then we get into the Stanley Cup playoffs. But we live in a world where, you know, things are guided by business and money.
Of course.
And,
of course.
That calls for a little more games and a longer season. But, you know, I think the fact, though, to get to that original question about the timetable, I mean, you would think there is got to be some point in time when they cannot continue to do it, but we are in strange times. Both you and I, Joe, we've been around a while. We haven't seen anything like this in our lifetimes for sure, so I would say really it's likely that there's some sort of date in there that you can't move forward, but who really knows at this point?
No, of course. No, 100%. Now, the other thing, too, with hockey, it's an international game, and I'm sure a lot of these guys, I mean, I don't know, but I would think a lot of guys are not in this country. I mean, how about that aspect of it where you have, you know, guys from whatever country they're from, that maybe that's where they are, and getting back into North America to play. How about that aspect, EJ?
Yeah, I don't know the exact number. I believe it's around 17% of the players are overseas right now.
Okay.
So they would have to find their way back. And then there's the issue of, you know, the guys that are in Canada with the border closed and, would that work and where would the sites be? Would one of the sites be in Canada? There's different rules and regulations in different states here. There's different rules and regulations in different provinces in Canada. Different countries have handled this differently over in Scandinavia and in Europe. So, again, as I talked about, there are these hurdles that just keep popping up. So they're moving forward incrementally with ideas of how to do it. They're trying to push, kind of put together a plan how it could work. But these are all challenges. How do you get these guys over? What happens? Do you have the testing necessary? When you put these guys that are going to be in some sort of kind of bubbled existence for a while, do they bring their families? Can they bring their families with them? So there's a lot of things to consider. And when I follow horse racing and I see that, you know, they have been going in certain places, and now it seems like they've ramped it up in a lot of places. They don't have fans coming to the racetracks, but they've created these areas for the people to work at the track, to live right on the site, and to have the kind of amenities that they would need. And I would think that you're looking at something on a grander scale when you think about 12 NHL teams in one site, with the people that need to be there, the staff, people that need to be there, and also the possibility of maybe families being involved. So there are so many things to consider here. But you're right, that's a big part of it, too. Getting the players to those sites will be a challenge in itself.
And I just can't imagine, and I said again, we're talking to EJ Raddick, I can't imagine, as a Ranger fan, Rangers playing a playoff game against whoever it is in Las Vegas with no fans in the stands. I mean, the dynamic. Look, the NHL, the Stanley Cup playoffs are always wide open anyway. Anybody could win in the Stanley Cup, more so than any other sport. Baseball's kind of like this too, but more so than any other sport. You get into playoffs in hockey, you got a shot. I mean, we saw it last year. You know, Tampa Bay, they had this unbelievable regular season, and they play in the first round and get swept in four games. I mean, you know, it's insane.
Yeah.
So, you know, we see this all the time in hockey. But now you put that kind of dynamic in, you know, in one arena, a neutral side arena with no fans. Boy, that's going to change the dynamic even a lot more.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, if we're able to get down this path, Joe, and it's a long path to get down, but if we're able to get down this path and we're able to have a tournament like this, it will be very, very difficult to figure out. You know, it'll take some time to figure out, like, you know, which teams have come together better than others.
Oh, right, sure. That's a big part of it, too.
Which teams will benefit to have guys healthy, but you know, like the Columbus Blue Jackets had all kinds of injuries this year. A guy like Seth Jones, now he's healthy. He'll be back ready to play. They'll have all kinds of guys be healthy. But when they come back, will guys be hurt just in getting prepared because, you know, having a quick camp and in games? And how will that unfold?
Right,
so it'll be really hard to kind of figure it out in terms of, you know, who has an advantage. But that could be really the fun of it, and it will be something incredibly different. And after all the things we've gone through in the last couple of months, I think it would be nice, certainly for hockey fans, to have games to look at again and for them to have a tournament to decide the winner of the Stanley Cup. I mean, I know adding the teams in each side is certainly different, but this is an unusual circumstance. I think there is a natural break in the standings after 12 on each side. You know, you could make a case, hey, these teams that are 12, Montreal and Chicago, you know, they probably weren't going to get there, but I think they still had, I guess, an outside shot at it. So I think there's a natural break at 12 and 12. It works numbers-wise to make it, you know, work to have a tournament where you can't have, like, 11, where you're trying to figure out, you know, who gets buys and who doesn't.
Right.
I think the numbers work in that regard, and it would be crazy. It would certainly be a crazy thing from a sporting standpoint to watch that unfold, and you're right, it would be a very odd circumstance to have it in an arena where there's no fans, because fans are such a big part of all the sports, but certainly in hockey, when everybody's pushed up against the glass, you're inside an arena, it's loud. So it would be a totally different environment.
How about the testing aspect of it? I mean, would these guys have to get tested like almost every day?
You would think they would have to get tested quite a bit. Again, I mean, you'd want to know if people are, you know, if there are players that are positive, and we know there are a number of people that are asymptomatic that are positive. So I think that's definitely a component here. And it's, if you have family members allowed to be there too, I mean, they're going to have to be tested as well. So there's going to have to be a setup for that. And it's going to be, I would say, pretty wide scale. It would again, and a lot of these things are going to cost a lot of money too, Joe. So, I mean, you have no gate. You know, hockey is the sport that's still, you know, driven in a larger percentage than some of the other sports by gate revenue.
Yes,
so,
no doubt.
You know, the league is probably looking at this, and, you know, it's the old thing, is the juice worth the squeeze, so to speak? And at this point, they still feel it is because there's television money at stake, and the business is really, you know, at stake to some degree. I mean, they need to, like all these sports and all businesses all over the country, they want to get going, they need to get going, so you know, they're going to try to make this happen. But, you know, again, there's a million obstacles. And as you mentioned, testing is another big one.
Yeah. And I guess no, you guys wouldn't be in the arenas, right? No sports writers in the arenas.
Announced. I don't think so.
Right?
I think, and even the broadcasters, Joe,
right,
I would think
right.
that you would probably broadcast the games from, like, a studio somewhere else other than
right.
the place
right.
where the games are at. Just to have fewer people there, you'd have to have technical people in the building.
Yep.
But you wouldn't have to have, you know, teams of broadcasters coming in and out, as far as I could tell.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy stuff. EJ, it's always a pleasure, man. Let's hope we get to see some hockey. I'm ready for that, you know, Ranger Islanders series in Vegas.
Yeah. under normal circumstances, that might not be so bad, but you know,
under circumstances,
you can't even go. I mean it's different. But we'll see. I mean, it would be nice for fans. I think the fans would like to see some games as a diversion. I mean, other sports are kind of, we're starting
right.
to see some movement forward. The golf has been out a little bit now. The
right,
NASCAR,
right.
And so it's, you know, people are looking for things to kind of divert them a little bit from, you know, the kind of really hard times that we're dealing with right now.
No doubt. EJ, it's always a pleasure catching up to you, man. We'll talk to you soon. Hopefully we'll talk about the playoffs coming up sometime in a couple months, all right?
That would be wonderful, Joe.
All right, man. EJ Raddick talking hockey with him. Joe Beningo with you here on a Saturday morning, WFAN in the New York metropolitan area. Of course, CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We're here till 10 o'clock. Richard Neal will come in, filling in for my partner, Evan Roberts. Michael Irvin's going to join us at 9 o'clock. And we'll break and come back with more of your phone calls.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.